When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, my name is Clay Tatum. Today I'm here with Rod.
Hi.
He looks like shit and he smells like shit. Fuck you, bitch.
Why would you be so mean?
I get frustrated at myself because I like to think of something creative when I make fun of you, and nothing came out.
You guys were mean to me on Hollywood Handbook.
Wait, that came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did get tagged for that, and I'm glad. I don't know if I was...
When did it come out?
I don't know if that's Clay Tatum peak performance.
Tuesday.
I don't know.
What? Where can I even find it?
I don't know, dude. Welcome to the show!
Witt's here, too.
I'm pissed off. What's up? I'm here. Yeah, and I'm pissed off, because I didn't even know that shit. Man, podcasting has really gone downhill since COVID hit. People are just like trying to put this shit out because it fucking sucks to have to promote shit.
Yeah.
Damn, what did we say about Rod?
What did we say?
Oh, that he's a criminal? That's not talking shit around. That's just being honest.
I think Hayes did say I was a violent pervert, and I don't know if I'm okay with that.
Why?
I said on the podcast, I don't know if you remember this, maybe they cut it out. I said, I think Rod is like, yeah, he's sinned in his life, but he's been forgiven because he's trying to make his life better. Didn't you hear that from me say that?
Oh, maybe I did hear that. Now that I think about it, I think you did say that.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I can't see any evidence.
And when I was being mean to Rod up top, that was like ironic.
Yeah. Clay loves irony, dude.
You look at the Flagrant Ones Twitter.
What's that?
That's the name of their Patreon.
Did we go on Patreon?
No, but they don't. So they're not on like Earwolf or anything. They do their own independent podcast.
Oh, what?
And the Flagrant Ones is, that's like their.
They're not part of Earwolf?
No, they left.
That's fucked up.
So they could do Patreon.
That's fucked up. Actually, no, that's punk.
That is punk.
It is punk.
Flagrant Ones. Okay.
Yeah, it was their basketball podcast with Carl Tart, and now they...
So the podcast isn't even called Hollywood Handbook anymore?
No, it's still Hollywood Handbook, but it's just part of the Flagrant Ones. They do like a new... They have a Patreon where they do like 5 shows a week.
Okay, yeah, so they haven't tweeted about it at all, so I still don't believe that it's come out.
So. I mean, I've listened to it. People have told me they've liked it.
Where did people say that?
After doing that show, I go, people are not going.
It's hard. Here's the deal. It's hard to like be funny in Twitch world or whatever it's called, Zoom world. Shit's hard. Honestly, it's hard as fuck to be funny like on podcasts even nowadays. It used to be there was like some excitement to like go into a studio and like yappadoo. Or, you know what I mean? Like
you hit it with that yappadoo. That is
now doing it at people's houses or on my house or on Zoom. Even it's like you're just sitting in a fucking couch, and I don't know. You missed in the. You gotta subscribe to the Patreon because I choked on my own pickled jar filled with
almost
water.
Ripped your head off.
Why?
Spine and all. Coughing during COVID during this political.
I was not. I was like throwing up. I wasn't like...
People throw out... You know how people sick people get after going to COVID weddings like you do?
How sick?
I went to a wedding and somebody at the wedding at some point after the wedding got COVID. They
don't
know.
Wait, if you want to know more about it, listen to the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
You should recycle that. Anyhow.
See, what you guys look like you had fun.
Where are you seeing that? I'm not even in that.
Huh? Yeah, I think you're like squeezed up.
Let me see the photo.
This is... So somebody...
What a fucking
who
mess.
Listens to our podcast also subscribes to their... One of their Patreon tiers that gives you the live video.
Yeah. Here's a good idea for me. Don't be 14 feet in behind where the camera is. What is wrong with me?
I don't know, dude. Also, it's a weird screen grab. Like, you had options.
It's like, sometimes I'm like, why did I do that? And it's because I'm not aware that of the camera enough. I need to be thinking about it more. And me and Clay's movie, there's entire scenes of the movie where you don't even see my eyes because my head, you just see the top of my head because I'm looking at my feet the whole time.
Also,
that'd be my choice in the movie.
There's scenes in the movie where the reflection's so bad in my glasses, you can see the entire crew on the lens of my fucking, and like you can't see an eye at all. So I might as well be wearing sunnies. You know, I say sunnies now.
What, for sunglasses?
What are sunglasses?
Do you mean sunshades?
Sunshades, I've heard. Sunnies? You're putting on a pair of sunnies?
Yeah, love them. I wear them when I drive.
Yeah.
Clay told me he can't wear sunnies.
Yeah, I can't wear sunnies.
Why? You used to have sunglasses.
Well, I used to have what?
Sunnies?
Yeah, I used to have sunnies.
What happened to them?
My eyes just got fucked up, and in order for me to get sunnies, from the sunny store,
that's where my son works.
Yeah, my sonny. He's in the movie mid-90s.
The smallest boy in the world? Yeah. So you know that
boy... You know he's my son?
Sonny. Yeah, he's everybody's son.
Yeah.
You know that boy grew up, still, but he's still the smallest person you've ever seen in your life.
My son grew up? I didn't hear about that.
What are you, my dad?
So,
Rod just fist bumped me so hard my hand fell off.
And he went, yeah, yeah. And then he also did the
explosion. Boo-rakasha.
Yeah.
Luckily, we do have a yeah, yeah button.
Hey, that's bosos.
When you're going to say yeah, yeah, you hit the button.
Exactly.
Mutes it.
Let's
out.
Have the audience vote. What's better for a fist bump? Bosos. Yeah, yeah. Or boo-rakasha.
I mean, you know my vote. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. It's not for a fist bump. It's for a little dance.
More. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's just like a little, like, you're kind of like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're... Maybe you, like, move your head a little bit.
Boo Rakasha is fist bump, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Boss house? What is boss house? I mean... that's boss house.
It would be very funny if every time you fist bump somebody, you put it out, and they give you the fist bump, and you say boss sauce. I think it would be, like, jarring.
My dream is I hold out my fist and I say, boo rock. And the person fist bumps me and they say, asha.
Yeah.
Boo rock, asha. I'm
trying to think of the best yeah, yeah situation. We have a stuffy teacher who really yells at us. And we're going in there because she's supposed to yell at us that day for something that we did. Because we had too many pornos in our desk.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going there, and they go, uh-oh, substitute teacher. And the teacher is sexy, and woo! She's also a nurse.
Yeah.
And you look at each other, you go, yeah, yeah.
Oh, teacher looks like, yeah, I think I got a bruise, a bug bite on my butt.
And you make her see your butt.
Yeah.
You force a girl into a sexual situation.
Yeah, to look at a bug bite on your butt.
Oh, and this, I'm a child.
Sexiest thing in the world.
I'll need a girl to look just when a grown woman looks at your butt. That's the hottest thing you could imaginable. I remember I went to camp and as a kid, and a kid got poison ivy on his dick. We were, you know, 8 years old, and everybody afterwards, because the nurse had to look at his dick.
Yeah.
His little wiener. And everybody was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a yeah, yeah.
What
yeah.
was it like, dude? Oh, yeah. That was my sauce.
Yeah.
And he was jumping around going, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Worked it.
That's an absolute horrifically yeah, yeah deformed.
He was probably noodle. In serious pain.
No, that seems awful.
Swollen dick. All
how does
fucking,
that happen?
I'm scratching my dingling off.
I don't know. I'm sure, whatever. There's poison ivy everywhere down there. But, like...
But where are you putting
you get on your hand and then you touch your dick?
Teddy, where are you putting your fucking cock, man?
Is that it? Or did you try and fuck a... I don't...
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't fuck
yeah,
a
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fuck a plant.
I mean, a yeah, yeah moment also is like, ooh, guess what, guys? We get to pick a part... Or let me assign partners. Ooh, Clay, you got partners with... And it's your best friend.
Right.
And that's it. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Tom Segura.
You got partnered with Tom Segura. What's a Barakasha moment?
What is a Barakasha moment? It's like such a.
I mean, I think it is strictly that's like a excited fist.
Oh, it's like bump. It's like, you know, maybe you betted on a sports game with your pal and the sport came through positive.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is. It's here. I think what Clay's trying to say is like Buurakasha is like if you betted on a sports game with your pal and the sports game came through positive. That's when. So if the sports game came through positive, then you are a Buurakasha.
It's a lot like for the it's sports a little bit like uncut. In Uncut Gems, he actually does the cutout when he says Buurakasha.
Today we're talking about football, and we're looking at the numbers, and they came out great. So
Clay. Clay's
looking good for the team.
That's Clay's impression of guy who gets hired, the Moneyball guy, Jonah Hill's character in Moneyball, but he has no experience and also is bad at math and has never seen baseball.
I'm currently looking at the numbers, and for the sport of baseball, we came up good.
We're in the blue.
we're in the blue on that end. So I think we're good.
Seems as though. Sports game came through positive. So
it's coming through positive.
Clay, we lost. I think overall the experience of the sports game.
What we've learned.
You look at the numbers and you look at how we've grown
as a team.
The numbers looking good.
The sports game came through positive, team.
I got the test results from the last game. We're good. We're in the green.
So that's Buurakasha.
And also that's just Buurakasha. Any color works, yes. Too.
And then Baustaus is like your...
Wait, was Buurakasha our president?
That's Barack Obama.
Sorry.
Richard Main joke is Barack Obama is a disturbed lyric. But then Baustaus is... It's like Boss Sauce. I know this is already a stand-up joke of mine, but it's your mom lets you rent two DVDs from Blockbuster.
Exactly.
That's Boss Sauce.
I mean, that's exactly it, though.
Yeah. I hate to do stand-up on the podcast.
No.
I wrote a new joke.
You feel like you're burning it,
Clay? And Rod, boy brats. There. Did you know they made boy brats dolls for boys?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're called funny little assholes.
I like that.
Funny little assholes. You didn't know that?
No, I haven't seen him. I'll check
it's just
him out.
A guy, like a little kid farting. He's going.
That's Scott.
Like big eye. Yeah, his name's Scott. There's like Scott, Chris, Trevor, Blake.
All those funny little assholes.
Yeah.
Wait, what does this little fella do? Dylan? Oh, he puts a whole pack of gum in his mouth.
He gets the bubble. He gets the bubble tape. He just takes a big bite of it.
Yeah. Oh, this little bitch. Oh yeah, he won. This little asshole right here. He stole the teacher's remote. He won't stop turning the TV on in the middle of class.
What about this guy, Franklin? Oh, he doesn't do much.
Oh yeah. Oh, this guy. He keeps writing 3,000. And then turning his head sideways because it looks like a butt pooping. That's what I used to do.
Is that true?
Yeah, I used to do that. I'd say, can I draw 3,000 on your binder? And be like, sure, our friend Mason. And then turn it sideways and say, it's...
Hey, everybody. This is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast. And I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over Office Hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
It's a butt pooping.
And his head fell off.
He'd laugh and laugh. Ooh, he'd laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. We'd laugh.
Yeah. I remember when I was in school, I'd get so bored, I would say, how many times can I write? Zero. across the line, and I would go for pages and pages. And I, at the end of it, I had a whole notebook filled with just zeros across the line.
Wow.
And I go, there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, that's when you decided, you know what, I could, like, draw people, probably, if I wanted to. I'm going to draw my friends as Family Guy characters. I remember Clay would come in, like, middle school. He would come into class and be like, you won't believe what I just completed. And it was, like, all of us, but as Family Guy characters, and we were punk.
You know the best thing?
And I'd be like,
yeah. Would Clay be, Clay, would you be, like, a little Stewie?
No. It was Clay. Weasel.
Yeah.
It was Clay, but his nickname was Weasel at the time.
Self-given.
Yeah.
You nicknamed yourself
Weasel? No, I called you Weasel, and Clay fully embraced it. And I would just be sitting there waiting for a nickname.
I go, you ready to go, Alex?
All of my friends had nicknames. We had Monkey, our friend Matt. We had Jeremy, who was Germ. Clay was Weasel.
Germ was kind of a... not a great name.
Germ is good, though.
Germ?
Germ is good.
Germ's it's just good. Like, you know, we get animals. Jeremy, we're going to shorten your name just a little bit.
We had a Jeremy, and we called him Worm.
Okay.
See, Worm's a little bit.
Our friend Troop was Goobs.
Because he would do the thing where you remember in Jackass, he snort the worm?
No.
You get the,
I've never seen that. Garbage. Filth.
He would do that sometimes.
I mean, if they did a prank where they prayed, maybe I would watch it.
Yeah. How about a hilarious prank where they pay teachers a fair wage?
How about you do a funny prayer?
Hey, here's a prank for you. How about you believe in our Lord Savior Jesus Christ?
How about you save your life?
Yeah,
but it's not a prank. It's just you're doing a good deed. That's what I want.
I remember watching Religious.
Mm-hmm.
Is this punk rock?
Is this badass? Why is my body covered in chills?
I think we saw that at the Landmark.
We did.
Yeah, we all went together.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, back then I would just be sitting. I remember when I like tore my ACL in eighth grade. Huge.
Awful.
Yeah, I tore it because I was so mad at my knee. I just tore it in half. I remember our friend Ronnie was like, haha, you're a gimp. And I was like, oh, maybe they're going to start calling me a gimp.
Oh, I can't wait.
Did we know what a gimp was back then?
Yeah, a person who's like hurt, right?
No.
Or a handicap.
Is that what a gimp is? No.
What is it?
Gimp is like, remember in Pulp Fiction? Where
with the mask?
Yeah, when they
oh, God. It's like a sex thing?
It's like you have like a guy who like is the main like dominant. Not dominatrix, but whatever. And then they have a little gimp that they have on a leash with a mask on and everything. That's a gimp, right?
Oh, well, I don't know why I thought it meant this a person is what you want who's to be like called? Hurt, injured.
Let me show you a picture of a gimp.
Well, now I remember that's what a gimp is, but what the fuck? I'm stupid as a dog this whole time.
You're not stupid as a dog. Don't be mean to yourself.
Oh, it is a physically disabled person and what also a sexual fetishist.
So it's both.
Yeah, no,
it's
and then both, also but... gimp, isn't...
Here's a gimp dog.
Oh, yeah, remember the dog in the Erewhon?
What?
You don't remember this on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh. Rod, no, we already established...
The dominatrix, she walked her gimp dog through Erewhon?
Yeah, I saw that.
That was a thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, people were really excited about it. Could take a lot of pictures.
That's nice. That they know what gets their nut.
It is nice.
You know what gets my nut?
Huh.
30-year-old blonde.
There's nothing better than a 30-year-old brunette. Well, because my girlfriend's brunette. Mm-hmm. Clay's is blonde. So, wife. Oof. Ooh. You know what gets me going?
It's
a 30-year-old brunette.
One word. Bikini.
You know what gets me going? Three words. Girl in underwear.
Oh. Yeah.
Boo, Rakasha. Boo, Rakasha. Remember, I don't know if Buddy will mind this, us telling this funny story.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Remember when Bud got mad? This is after Rod already quit Power Violence in a blind fit of rage. But we did a bit just on stage. We improvised it where Clay said, oh, I was like, what have you been doing? He said, watching porno. And I was like, ooh, what kind? And he said, masturbation solo scene, brunette. And I was like, sick. And then he said, what kind have you been watching? And I said, girl on girl. And he was like, that's awesome. And we high-fived. People sort of laughed.
Yeah.
And then,
I guess if they're there.
Sure. Yeah, people kind of laughed. It wasn't super funny. Just, that's a thing me and Clay say to each other all the time, as a goof. And then afterwards, Buddy was like really somber. Like, what's going on? And he goes, I just can't believe you guys did that bit without me. He's like, I wanted to be a part of that hilarious rant y'all were going on about the porno.
Yeah.
He fucking betrayed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we lost his trust that day.
That our friendship never recovered. Because of the porno bit that probably light was sort of funny. Dude, if you go back and watch videos of Power Violence, like us doing our hilarious sketches, no one's laughing. It's always just we did something so stupid that people talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's fun to remember. But in the moment, we were not entertaining anyone.
Yeah.
So you don't think it was entertaining when people were shooting us with paintball guns?
That was, but you know what's crazy?
Well, it's somebody, also traumatic for someone.
Somebody reminded me of that the other day. I was talking to Nick Rutherford, and he was like, I still have a scar from when I got shot with a fucking paintball gun at your show. And he's like, isn't it funny that there was a time when you could give four people in the audience guns without telling anybody?
Well, you didn't remember that one podcast?
But then we did. Somebody was traumatized.
Oh,
someone was on a pod. I was just listening to a podcast one day, and they were talking about traumatic experiences, and one person brought up our show.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a larger part of that story, which is that they were at a place where there was like an active shooter.
Yeah, and then we put them
in a tiny room
filled with people hearing shots and screaming.
Yeah, we used to do a bit where if we weren't funny, we would just let people shoot us from the crowd with paintballs. Mm-hmm. And some of us would bleed.
But it's just like the sound of shooting and screaming. And, you know, if you've gone through something like that.
Yeah. Some of us would bleed. Do you still have scars?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This one right here.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any scars?
I don't think I have any scars like that.
But I have some scars, too.
Yeah, I got some scars.
Wow. That is not by Rakasha.
It's not Rakasha, but I like my scar. But triggering traumatic experiences, not Barakasha.
Yeah, it's absolutely not Barakasha.
But having a scar of a nice time.
Yeah.
Most of the scars I have, like that, and then the two tattoos, all on stage.
What about when you lit your hand on fire? Or you like exploded a firecracker in your hand?
Oh, yeah.
That was not Barakasha?
It was not Barakasha. My hand was numb for a day, which is very scary, but everything was back in normal.
But then, yeah, you just got back to normal.
We used to have a video of I put a firecracker, a bottle rocket, into your pocket. And you couldn't get it out and your hoodie caught on fire. Like, that's fucked up that we would do that shit.
And you know my reaction?
Huh.
Laugh. And I still remember I wore that hoodie for the next year and it had a gigantic hole.
Pocket.
What kind of hoodie was it?
It was like a zip-up hoodie where you had like the two pockets on each side, and he threw it in one of those pockets, and it was just a little.
Clay didn't know at first until it was a like, and then
very funny.
I mean, it's kind of funny.
Yeah,
very funny.
Yeah, dude, that was sick. It was
real sick. Yeah, it's absolutely boss sauce.
It wasn't as cool as when we went to church and gave ourselves up to the Lord.
No, not
it
nearly
was,
as like, cool.
It was.
That's a new thing that we're doing.
Well, you know, like, seriously, like, the most, like, full body chills moment of my life is when I got baptized.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. And I was an infant, so I don't really remember it, but I've seen pictures, and there is chill bumps bigger in my head on my body because I'm being touched by the Lord.
Mm-hmm. There's a thing in high school. I used to like skate a lot, and I love like high like adrenaline type things. And one of the most like I call it getting stoked is what I call.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
The one time that I got the most stoked was when I was a middle school and I fully gave myself to the Lord during a sermon.
Yeah, and you burned all of your secular CDs.
Yes.
Offspring.
I only listen to MXPX.
Yeah. And Clay still only listens to
MXPX. Jars of Clay. Those were your two guys.
Those are my guys.
For when you do Marc Maron.
Who was it, my other guys?
Jars of Clay?
Wait. What were we talking about our guys earlier?
Oh, was that on this one or the Patreon?
Oh, wait. Who were your guys?
I don't know. Why are we so fucking stupid?
I don't know.
Like 45 minutes ago we were talking about our guys.
I feel like anytime we do a podcast, it's just gone.
Hey, gang, it's, if you want to listen to that joke, subscribe to our Patreon so you can hear that joke that we can't even fucking remember.
It's good stuff over there.
Yeah, it's better than this shit.
Really? I think... Okay.
No. It's all the same to me.
I think they're about the same.
Yeah, they're about the same. We saw a really good movie.
Oh, yeah, we all went...
Talking about getting chills, dude.
Full body constantly.
This is a thing. I'm glad I risked getting COVID to do this.
Yeah. What?
Remember when the theaters they used to like space everyone out? I think they're doing a new thing called the mosh pit seating, where they put everyone in one circle in the middle of the.
Is that what they?
It's just everyone was surrounded by, like we were just in the middle of everyone.
I saw it. Nobody was sitting anywhere near us.
I think what it is, it's just like you just pick the best seats.
Yeah.
You pick like that row, and then.
What's the name of the director again?
Leo's Crax.
And he's made all kinds of great movies.
Yeah.
And let's just say this is one of his other ones.
So the way that you can think about his like filmography is he's made really great movies, and this part of his filmography is the other side of that.
Yeah. And it's called Annette. Not to be confused with Nanette.
I would love to put this movie.
There are a lot of similarities between Nanette and Annette.
Like what?
Cancellation. Wait, no.
Stand up.
Oh, right. It is about two stand ups. The Adam Driver is a stand up who like bonks himself on the head with a microphone and raps sometimes.
Yeah.
If Clay said, "What did you say about what is stand-up?"
If it's a French person watched Bill Hicks for 2 seconds and then wrote him.
I mean, I think it's like if somebody, you take a little Bill Hicks, you take a little bit of.
Well, Bill Hicks was the one that came out of the door smoke.
Right.
Right.
But then it's also like.
And a little bit of Bo Burnham.
A little bit.
Doing like theater kind of performance.
Theater kid stand up.
Art stand up. But also, you know, like, you know what if I watch fucking Bo and Bill Hicks, you know what I wish they would do is be badass.
Yeah.
And like be like a boxer,
not like
with a perfect body.
But also he's a stand-up who's really strong,
really strong and aggressive.
And he does like a really interesting thing where like he doesn't allow saying jokes or anything that's like connected.
No, he doesn't have any jokes.
He actually comes out with no material at all.
Yeah,
right.
It seems like.
And he sort of swirls the mic around.
Kind of reminds me if you're dreaming of a stand-up.
Yeah.
And you just watch them, but, like, your brain was, like, occupying other parts of the dream. And so it didn't really put that much energy towards the words.
No, it reminds me of what I would have thought was cool if I was in high school.
He was doing kind of like a hardcore thing with the microphone.
Yeah, he did a very Taking Back Sunday's microphone.
Was whipping the microphone around.
Spinning thing. And also he's singing the whole time. But he's not singing a song. He's just singing the things that he's saying. That's what this
And
whole
what
movie
is he
is.
Saying?
I don't know.
We don't know.
There is a point where he just tells the audience to laugh.
Yeah, and they're going, be funny. It is very hard to watch
you
this.
Describing the movie to me is going to be in chills again.
It's hard to... It was hard, very hard for really me to watch movie. This in a post, like...
Did they make this movie during COVID?
I don't know. It's hard to watch.
Did they make this movie while they're awake?
It's hard to watch in a post like experimental comedy special era where like people have already done like good versions of what this guy's doing. Yeah. And so now we got this Frenchman making Adam Driver, who I think is a great actor.
Yeah.
Who sing. And here's the deal. The movie is a musical, but there's two songs in it. The rest of the movie is just like people are singing to each other, but they're not singing a specific melody or song.
And
they're,
honestly, it started off, I liked the first song. Yeah, I was ready
first
for
song
this
was great.
To be a fun musical.
Can We Start? And it's
like a legit like song.
Yeah, and it's written by Sparks, but it's not has nothing to do with the movie. This song, it's just saying it's time for the movie to start, and it's Adam Driver and Marion Cotillard,
and the director is the guy who's behind the booth,
and they're all just getting ready for the movie to start, and they're in a recording studio, And I'm like, this is going to be fucking cool. This is going to be like almost like a self-aware La La Land or something. Because it's about two actors.
And you see like the director holding a monitor throughout some of it.
Yeah, and so it's sick. But then there's no other songs in the movie except for this one song. What's it? Are We in Love? Or how?
That's barely a song.
I think it's We Are So in Love.
We Are So in Love. Yeah, and so the movie is about Adam Driver is a famous comedian, but he's like a comedian. He's like a bad boy comedian.
He has which a everyone motorcycle.
Loves. Our favorite type. Yeah,
he has a motorcycle. He only wears green.
Everyone loves badass bad boy comedians. And then Marion Cotillard is like a opera singer.
Yeah.
And they're in love, and they're celebrities. And they have a child together who's a wooden puppet. And so that's interesting. And they... Marion Cotillard has dreams of Adam Driver being canceled.
Yeah. I mean, the movie's shot really well, or it has, like, really... The imagery here is really great.
Honestly, the story, if it wasn't a fucking musical and it had, like... I'm kind of intrigued. Like, what... Yeah, like, to these two massively famous people, but she's really afraid that he's going to get canceled. And that's kind of interesting to me. Yeah. Interested in that. I'm also interested in him. I'm self-conscious because a guy DM'd Clay saying that he's mad at us for spoiling movies, so we won't spoil this, but
I dare you to spoil this movie. Like, just try to spoil it.
Well, it's 14 hours long.
Yeah,
it gets a solid 2.5 hours long,
and boy, so I went into it not knowing it was a musical. I just knew that Sparks wrote it and that there was like a song or two in it, because in the trailer I saw it's just the Can We Start song.
Yeah,
so I just thought, well, maybe they're just lightly a musical.
Yeah,
and I don't even know if you would call this a musical, but I saw this with Christian Lee Hudson, and I was wishing Clay was there so I could have an excuse to get a movie burger.
Exactly.
I was like,
I will tell you the truth. During the movie, we saw this with Anna and Chris, mm-hmm, and Rod and my wife.
Your blonde 30-year-old wife.
Blondie. And I was like laughing my ass off through the whole movie just because of how absurd it is, which the director plays into it. But some of the movie is just... It just goes the next level.
I mean, throughout the movie, I would turn towards Anna and give her two big thumbs up.
Every time the baby did something, we would cheers it.
I was happy. Dude, I was happy anytime that baby, that wooden puppet baby, would come on stage, on screen, because I'm like, yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah.
As long as I don't have to just listen to these people sing at each other right now, and I get to look at this interesting puppet child.
Yeah, puppet child that...
But yeah, it's great. I mean, I wanted to walk out through that whole movie, but I also wanted to stay and laugh at the movie. And also, I like the director still.
Yeah.
I like his movies. And
there's a lot of choices in this movie.
This feels like more like a Matthew Barney movie than a fucking, whatever he does, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Throughout the movie, you're like, wow, that's actually a weird choice, but good job. Good job for making it
interesting. Yeah, it's more there. Art than it is a normal story, but it stunk like shit.
And it was like $1 billion. It had a lot of money behind it, too.
Oh, God.
Do you think it's recouping?
No.
No, probably not, but also that's not the point. You know, it was a big hit at Cannes, I think, and Amazon gets to have like a movie that is in high regards with a really good director behind it with Adam Driver. It's a win-win because Amazon doesn't really need money and they have a high-profile art film.
Amazon.com?
Yeah, where you buy books. Auxiliary cables.
Mm-hmm. I just buy my books from there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of like your local bookstore.
Yeah,
it is.
I work for them.
Are y'all ever on tour or something? You're out of town and you walk across. I'm looking for something to do, and you see a nice little bookstore, and you go, "Boo, rockasha."
Yeah, mm-hmm. I go in there and they have the book I'm looking for, and I go, "Yeah, yeah,
yeah." We saw this movie at the Landmark, and it just made me miss that.
Remember that Barnes and Noble that was there for
it's
like
not there anymore.
No, it got turned it. So we were the, it was like a Barnes & Noble. And remember when we would go see a movie, Rocket Science or Year of the Dog? And we would, like, after the movie, like, let's spend, like, 4 hours inside the Barnes & Noble and look around for a bit. And then we'll walk across the street and play drums at the Guitar Center.
Oh, wow.
It was the best.
The Guitar Center is still there.
But then it got turned into, like, a fucking wicker store.
Like, yeah, fancy wicker furniture store.
Yeah.
I think I went to Guitar Centers for 10 years straight before I bought anything.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think I ever bought anything at a Guitar Center until I was 30 years old.
I remember,
old.
Like, trying...
Strings?
I remember, like, being at home playing every... riff I know and having fun and going to a Guitar Center plugging in the guitar and being like, oh, I think I forgot how to play.
Yeah, dude, that was a good fucking time, us going and seeing the Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, going and looking at Thrasher magazine. Oh. Going to the DVD section upstairs,
that's great.
Going and over to play the electric drum set.
But then afterwards, then we had the real good time.
We'd go to Islands, too.
Oof. Or that deli across the street.
Jerry's Deli?
It wasn't Jerry's, but it was like something like that.
Apple Pan? I don't know.
There used to be a place over there called the Original Food.
I like that.
Oh, this is where food comes from?
You know what's crazy? We used to live by this bowling alley that had delicious food inside of it. In Mar Vista, we never went to it. Or at least I never went to it.
I would go.
No. Wait, you're talking about the bowling alley?
Yeah.
So we went there the other day, me and Whitney, went into that neighborhood because we're doing all the West Side thrift stores. Uh-huh. We went to that thrift store there. And I was telling her story about, maybe you don't remember this because there is a time where you had your half of the apartment, and for sometimes we would just never see you.
Huh? When?
When we all moved into the, and we lived together.
Oh, I mean, I was gone for a good chunk of that time period.
But one morning we woke up and Rod came back. We're like, wait, where were you? We're going to get breakfast. And he goes, I already ate. I go, where? He goes, the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's been doing that for like a month straight.
I remember that.
Every fucking morning.
I don't think I'd do it every morning, but I would definitely wake up earlier than you guys and just go get breakfast.
I remember y'all would also secretly not invite me to go to do things because my ex-girlfriend Laura would take too long to get ready.
Oh yeah.
And it meant that we'd have to wait, like,
I think that's
at least an
kind
hour.
Of what I'm talking about. There's like a time where we wouldn't do anything with you because one time we were just waiting in the living room for like hours and you had the look in your face going, sorry guys,
Yeah, something I'll never understand. And it wasn't even just like a girl thing of like having to get ready, put earrings on or whatever. It was just some people just fucking take forever.
Yeah.
Or they have like no concept of like people are waiting on them.
But here's my problem is I live my life like I'm late for everything, even when I'm early.
Yeah.
I constantly feel like I'm running late. And sometimes I'll be driving and I'm like, God, I gotta get there. And then I'm like, wait, I'm like an hour early. What am I?
Well, now you get to enjoy your time over there.
Yeah. Yeah, but... Yeah, I never once went and ate at that bowling alley. It's funny thing about back at all the stupid shit we'd do.
Well, what was that place we would eat? That fucking place?
Ronnie's?
Yeah, Ronnie's.
That place is cool.
Ronnie's was great. I miss Ronnie's.
Me too. I wonder if that's still around.
A nice cheap breakfast.
We would go there...
And we'd fantasize about meeting Matt and Trey.
Yeah, because they had gone there or something.
No, South Park was right next door.
We would go there in the morning, and it was like really cheap breakfast. But our buddy Jeremy would come with us, and he would get a salad with Italian dressing for breakfast every morning. A delicious bowl of a salad with Italian dressing.
I will say this, though. Sometimes you order breakfast these days at these fucking breakfast places, and it's just like, I wanted eggs and bacon, and like it comes with like two potatoes cut up.
Yeah.
Chunky.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to eat this much fucking potato. And it's like,
I don't even care about breakfast at all anymore.
Yeah, why is that?
Sometimes I crave it a little bit, but I'm like, then I eat it and I just feel like kind of weighed down by it.
How do you love breakfast? You eat like unflavored oatmeal.
Listen, I eat oatmeal every day, but I love breakfast is still my favorite food.
Better than Buffy Wingy?
Yeah, breakfast is number one.
Raw oatmeal is better than Buffy
no, Wingy? No, not the oatmeal is...
Rod is here. You heard it here first. Rod would prefer plain oatmeal than Buffy Wingy.
No, that's not... I'm saying like getting like chicken and waffles or
wait, what are you saying?
Getting chicken and waffles, going out for like a nice big breakfast.
So you're saying...
With coffee, hanging with your boys.
You're saying what then?
He's saying
he back to our original hypothesis.
He says he loves the raw grain that he eats every morning like a damn horse or whoever eats grain.
And he would rather eat that over
over Buffy Wingy.
And you're denying that, Rod?
I'm gonna go ahead and fully deny this.
So what are you denying?
So what he's saying.
No, I'm asking.
No. Let me just reframe. Let me just say what he's saying.
I prefer Buffy Wingy.
He prefers
that's what I wanted.
The sawdust breakfast that he eats every morning.
Yeah.
Those fucking oats.
I mix the sawdust with the boiling water.
Basically dried dog shit in hot water.
Yeah, so plywood fucking soup is what he eats every morning.
Yeah.
And he loves it so much that he would never eat Buffy Wingy again.
So Rod every morning heats up his boiling water. He holds his face over it as it starts to bubble up and he says, yeah. And then he pours his orange little pine dust.
Yes.
His fucking... pine saw shavings.
Yes.
What do you know what I mean?
Pine saw.
His plywood shavings. He pours those into a bowl and he goes,
chops up a 2x4, throws it into a pot of boiling water.
Yeah, he said, this is going to be mousse. Yes. And then he eats his first spoonful, hot spoonful, and he goes,
yeah.
And you say, booyaka.
And then he swallows it down and he goes, booyaka. Yes. That's Rod's morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically the perfect morning.
Which is a little better than eating fucking 2 pounds of potatoes.
Yeah.
I love eating
that, 2 pounds charges of potatoes. You $15. You out of your mind? Are you?
So you're saying you don't like hash browns?
No. Hash browns are good.
But you're talking about specifically when you go to a place, they just give you chopped up potato.
Yes. What the fuck is with that? What is that?
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
They give you like chopped up potato.
No. You know who's the king of that?
Huh.
Cindy's. Cindy's is the king of ordering.
What are those called? Home fries.
Yeah. So like I would go there and I would go, I want sourdough bread,
yeah,
2 pieces of bacon, and 2 eggs scrambled. They're all right, cool. What I heard was a big bowl of half cut potatoes and toast and bacon or something.
Yeah.
And they come back and they just give me a fucking potato. They give me basically just dry potatoes. I go, what? Did you hear me say?
You stand up.
I say, why? Then I made a stink.
Like a Five Easy Pieces style.
Yes.
Whitlow, sometimes he'll be like, instead of potato, can I get a fruit cup?
And I order get fruit instead of potatoes there.
And then I was like, what do you have? A melon in there? Like, why is this all cantaloupe?
CJ goes, can I just get a cup of strawberries? And they go, you just want strawberries?
Yeah, just strawberries.
See, CJ, okay.
I totally back that. I say no potatoes, and if you're going to give me fruit, easy on the cantaloupe.
Well, then he pays like $5 for a cup of fresh strawberries.
Yeah.
And I go, all right, that's what you want, pal. Booby dooby.
I just want to put egg on my toast and maybe some bacon on the side.
Yeah.
Stop giving me fucking potatoes. What's going on here? And for that, I give the movie a 10 out of 10.
Oh, 10 out of 10. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a perfect movie.
Go see the movie. 10 out of 10. Absolutely.
I would say see it on Rod's stream.
See it on Rod's stream or see it with a friend who might need a big movie burger.
I'm going to watch it Friday.
Right when the movie starts to get a little annoying, you can sniff that burger out and float out of the theater, down the street, get yourself a burger.
Can you get a burger delivered to you?
I can, yeah. If you guys want to watch a movie with me talking over it, go ahead, tune to my Twitch on Friday.
Yeah.
What time Friday?
The
13th.
Probably 6 p.m.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Pacific Daylight Time.
Well, because Rod can't work at night. Legal reasons.
I can work at night.
Mm-hmm.
Not outside.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why I do Twitch.
Well, so you admit it.
Yes. Yeah,
amen. Well, Rod was honest for the first time. That's about out.
Yeah.
I feel kind of like it's kind of messed up because I have boss. Because yeah, yeah is so powerful. Clay only needs yeah, yeah. So I had to come up with two, which is boss house and Baruch Shah. And Rod.
I don't have any.
Rod doesn't really have anything other than a legally mandated curfew.
I'm legally mandated to inform you that.
That is my catchphrase, yeah.
Is that I have to be home before dark.
I am legally mandated to inform you I have to be home before dark. That's my catchphrase.
Because of some mistakes I made in the past.
Because of the type of person I am. Yeah. Well, that's the podcast, gang.
All right.
Cool. Go see the film.
Oh, and get tickets for my show at Largo on August 30th.
Here's one problem.
Should we give out more? What's the problem?
You're twitching when he's doing a show.
Oh, well then.
Is it this week?
August 30th.
Well, if you're local, see Whit. If you're not local, see Rod.
Well, exactly. No, I'm doing it Friday. If he's not doing this show Friday, is he?
My show's like Monday.
Yeah, I'm doing the 27th.
Oh, yours is on Monday. Why do I think your show's on Friday? What the fuck's wrong with
you? I don't know.
You had a show on Friday.
Yeah, I did.
So that's what I was thinking. And you, gang. That's the podcast. So, see Rod Friday. See Whit Monday. And... if you don't like Annette, you'll see me in the boxing ring.
Yeah.
So, true.
I do celebrity boxing now. I beat up celebrities because I'm...
You hate them?
I didn't say that.
No.
I just love the sport of fighting.
You love the money.
I love the money. You gang. And I'm a Paul brother. Forgot to tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, bye,
I'm
gang.
A Paul bearer at Clay's wedding. Okay.
Bye.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
You're thinking of funerals.
Yeah, oh. Paul Bearer at the wedding.
Sorry.
But what he's saying is he went to my wedding. His name was Paul, last name Bearer at the time. I'm a Paul brother. Bye, gang.